Opa! Welcome everybody to Stavi's World, 904-800-STOP. Call in, we'll solve all your problems. We got a great episode. We got Amina Imani is here on time.
On time. And Thank you.
And Rosebud Baker. Probably late. As white as it gets.
As the whitest.
Doesn't get
of
whiter
the white.
Than Rosebud.
Top tier white.
Her family is war criminals. That 1%. Is white as it gets. She is late. So
I feel like she needs to pay me for being late.
Yeah, that's got to feel good.
Yeah,
Amina.
I'm going to charge her. It does. I'm telling how many, however many minutes she's late, I need $1 for each minute.
I love it. Maybe you guys. Go check out a movie. Maybe Rosebud's the one talking. You know what I mean? Maybe
and
you got you know,
screaming. Oh, shit.
You're shushing her. We're breaking the glass ceiling here at Stavi's World with our guests. Feels great. And the Eastern Europeans, we were also on time. So that's kind of, you know, that's Eldis was actually early today. He's very bad at his job. I mean, you don't really know the dynamics here. We're best friends. Listen. We've been friends since we were kids. So we're really, you know, this
like
is a big
that.
Win. This is a big win
on
for
time,
immigrants.
But bad at your job.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's the magic of Eldis. He will do one annoying thing, like whatever he's fucking up the other day, he's fixing the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like he'll be late, but on top of shit one day, and today feels like a day. We have a long day. He's on time. I don't expect him to do well
time. Yeah,
I expect a couple files to be corrupt.
Right.
Something. Exactly. In fact, we got an email today. He had sent an attachment wrong already.
Oh, perfect.
To start the day.
I forgot to attach a link, sure.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. Only the biggest advertiser we've ever worked with. Only the most money the podcast has ever made. Eldis almost fucked it up.
Does you need to send an email to us for we to fix you? Seems like you need to type up an email and send it.
He does.
I do. I'm gonna call in with some professional advice using a voice like modifier.
That would be awesome if you called in.
I hate my fucking boss.
My boss. We should do that someday. Thanks for being here,
Amina.
Thanks
for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is a great studio. I mean,
thank you.
It's nice and tucked away.
Yeah,
you know? These are the gems of New York.
Exactly.
You know?
Nice in Astoria. We're in Greece, essentially. We also like to ask our guests before we really get going, do you have any personal experience with Greeks or Albanians?
No, I don't.
None.
No,
no.
None.
Where'd you grow up?
Am I fortunate?
Yeah, well, Albanians, yes. Greeks, no. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. No,
Atlanta.
Yeah, black as hell. No Albanians, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. Were there Albanians?
Maybe now.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. Every city, I feel like, in the United States is like trying to become New York, you know?
Yeah, true,
and then
true.
I go to like those cities like in North Carolina and, you know, just bumble wherever, right?
Yeah, country as hell.
And they're trying to be Atlanta. So I think now Atlanta might...
Slowly.
Yeah, it's spreading slowly. So they might have some, you know, international vibes in there. But when I was there, it was just black.
Yeah.
And then I left and I was just like... Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A little gentrification.
Wow, right.
Couple glass buildings with way too much steel. The cookie cutter shitty
buildings.
And then
you get to New York and it's like, you know, it's black, but then it's like, you know, a lot of spices.
Yeah, a lot of shit you haven't heard of. A lot of smells you're not familiar with in Atlanta.
And I'm like, okay, I'm learning.
Yeah, a lot of guys in wife beaters, chains, a lot of different ethnicities that like that style. From Middle Eastern to European, you get a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Over there.
But I like it though. I like it. It adds for adventure.
Yeah. No, I get that for sure. I mean, we grew up in Baltimore. Baltimore, which is, I mean, it's mostly black people, but it was still like, we had like Greek people, we had a lot of Jewish people, we had like, there was enough of a sprinkling, but you come here, especially Queens, and it's like, restaurants I haven't even, like, of countries I didn't know existed, have whole restaurants here.
Exactly.
It's pretty sick. I do love that.
And you find out some of the food is so similar, but then it's that one thing where you're just like,
Not quite.
Okay, I see.
Gotcha.
I see where you went with that.
It is true. I also find that every single person claimed, like, we were making fun of Rosebud for being late, whatever, but I feel like every single, like, group of people I know is like, oh, we're always late. And we love to eat.
Right.
And it's like, that's just what a human being is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I've heard every variation of time You know what I mean? Like, every Greek people are like, oh, we're always late. And then it's like, yeah, you better not get us around food. It's like, we're all, everyone is just literally
the same. I think, though, like, it's certain groups of people where the late is like, okay, well, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're saying late, but we're not saying the same thing, right? Yeah. We saying late, and it's like 15 minutes, 30
that
minutes.
That is true. That is
You're
true.
A whole 24 hours late.
Yeah, babe. Yeah. Let's get it going.
Next day.
I did. My friend did. I do feel like there's certain people who are so mentally ill. That's where the lateness comes from. We had a friend whose aunt was like truly 4 hours late to things.
Yeah.
And it was like you would have to trick her and tell her it's a completely different thing.
Like with a good amount of time, like, oh, this hour should work. And it's like, no, you actually should have just told them a whole different time.
But, absolutely.
But the mental illness is real. Like, but then also you got to learn what kind of person you are, right? I have to do a lot of morning stuff. I'm not a morning person. I'm a 10 a.m. is my good. 9, 10 a.m.
The alarm
I'll
goes
be
off?
There. No, I'll be there on
You'll
time.
Be there at 10 a.m.
But like anything before that, it's like, count me out.
Yeah.
That's not.
I'm with you. I think that's reasonable.
That is not where I'm going to thrive and grow. Okay?
You can't really complain to people either about on comedian time about having to wake up at 9 a.m. No one likes hearing that.
No, but it is the hardest thing
I've ever had to do.
Oh, when my sister calls me and she's at work teaching and it's 12 in the afternoon and I'm in my bed with my shades and the blackout curtains closed. She's like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, this is just a regular day.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sleep when I don't, you know.
Is your sister a teacher in Atlanta?
No, she's a teacher in D.C.
Oh, in D.C.
Yes.
Same, you know, because I have my sister-in-law's a teacher in Baltimore.
Okay.
And so it is like that's public schools in any big city in America seems like one of the most brutal.
Oh my goodness. And they have lunch at 10:30 and 11.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Cause I haven't even eaten yet.
Yeah.
So that's cool. You're on your second meal.
Oh, that was always so fucked. Damn. You just triggered a memory of having 10:30 lunch. And then, oh, look who it is.
Look who
The bell goes off.
Yeah. Just interrupt the podcast.
Yeah. Just as we got our flow, Rosebud, you fucking animal. But I just, there was you'd have 10:30 lunch and then you'd have to go to gym. Whenever you had gym, and then you're just you have to be in the same, and then you have to just, you wear those disgusting gym clothes, and then you're back in your, we had to wear school uniforms because people were getting jumped for, throwback jerseys.
I wish I had school uniforms growing up.
Yeah.
School uniforms to me is solid. A lot of people don't like it, but growing up, I didn't have everything that everybody had.
Exactly. Well, that was, totally.
And you would be look who it is.
look who decided to show up.
The late white woman. get comfortable.
Yeah, you really bailed me out, Amina.
Yeah,
she had me. I was running a little late because I made I was trying a new pancake recipe this morning. Oh. I was finishing. That's my excuse for running late.
That's important to society. Yeah. As well.
Well, look, high protein, low cal. I'm really trying to figure out a way to have desserts and also lose weight.
Yeah.
I'm in the lab trying to lose weight as fatly as possible.
I get it. That's how I used to drink. I'd be how do I drink without becoming an alcoholic? How do I drink every day?
But I feel that makes it worse because you'll be like, oh, let me get just straight liquor. And it's you don't want any of the sugar. And it's like, no, I'm watching my calories.
Yeah.
Straight 100%. Grain alcohol.
Yeah.
How's your little child, Rosebud?
She's great.
Was it her fault?
What?
Do you want to blame the baby? Go ahead.
I want to blame her, but it was me.
Okay.
Yeah. It was me. I was hiring someone to raise her. And,
oh my God.
Well, come on.
I consider adoption on a day-to-day basis. Just give up, find a nice family.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
In a nice home for your child.
I mean, I'm so trapped. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's all you're doing.
It's forever.
Yeah, it's forever. It is forever, and it's just a fucking anxiety attack every morning.
Yeah.
But also, she's so great. She's
cute as hell.
She's got these
congrats.
Cheeks.
Yeah. Huge, lot of jowls going on.
Lot of jowls.
Love a fat
baby.
She
looks like a fucking English bulldog.
She does.
She really does.
She looks like a soccer hooligan.
Yes.
Like the old soccer hooligan. Yes. Like the guy who's like, he's
Amina, no idea.
Yeah.
No, not of that, but but I'm just listening. I'm yeah. like, y'all gonna have to show a picture of the baby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Let's pull up a fat, bald soccer hooligan.
Yeah.
Fat, bald soccer hooligan.
Fat, bald soccer hooligan to compare.
Yeah, that's oh what you, that is basically what your daughter looks
gonna
like.
She's going to need therapy
that's
after
that's
that.
That's what she looks like. She really does look like that, like when I'm changing her diaper.
No, you don't. I didn't, Auntie Amina didn't say that
about that's, that is her body type. Yeah. She is built like a bullfrog.
It's awesome.
No way.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
She's gonna grow into, you're going to grow into that and be beautiful.
It's yeah. so weird to me. Here's the thing that's weird to me is that that's so cute when you're a baby and yeah. then you get old and people like, go like, ugh. No.
Well,
and it's like, what?
It's like a. It is funny because it's like, it's cute unless your daughter grows up busted as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if she keeps that that face, if she like.
She never grows hair.
She never grows hair. She gets alopecia early. She's just struggles with her weight the rest of her life.
We can't put this out in the universe.
We'll have to delete this from the public record. Like we're going to have to check in when she's in high school and be like, all right, how's it trending?
How's it looking?
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Who was not an ugly baby? I'm not saying the baby's ugly, but yeah. I'm just saying who was I was definitely like
oh yeah
yeah I was not cute for a long
no I
long,
peaked
long time.
As a baby I was so cute as a baby and then it was downhill from there. It was like that was the most attractive I'll ever be in my life,
but that's my favorite thing. All the most attractive people that got those accolades, they're like now like, oh, you fell off that
yeah
was-
yeah, but at least they got to peak in high school. I peaked at was- in diapers.
Oh yeah.
Like I peaked I was
you
cute
didn't even
as hell
have, like a social circle
no
to, like,
I couldn't I
of.
Could barely talk.
Yeah.
My best friend was Big Bird when I peaked. Like that's like that was no. I truly was fucking adorable. It's so funny. I was adorable, and I was also like real. Me and Eldest, so Eldest here, our producer, he's 6'5", whatever.
Yeah,
we were the same height in elementary school, and we were, and I was like, my doctor's like, oh yeah.
Unfair.
He's gonna be tall.
Yeah.
I was cute. I was destined to be tall, and then something just kicked in.
Yeah, life will humble you.
These diner owner genes kicked in sixth grade.
Life
and I
happens
just,
to all of us.
I have been 5'7" since I was 12 years old. Yeah. I was like a big ass kid who was cute, and then I started losing my hair in like eighth grade and getting fat as shit. But hey, you know,
I feel
so
like
maybe that's gonna
went,
happen to your daughter.
Like, I felt like I was like I didn't know how. I looked or mm-hmm. how I'm supposed to look until I was like late 20s, early 30s.
Sure.
And then I had like a 5-year span where I was like, okay, I got this figured out. And then one lady cut my bangs too short and everything got fucked up.
And you were like, all right, all right, baby time. Let's ruin this body.
Yeah.
You were like,
yeah, let me just fuck it all up. Let me just burn it to the ground. God.
That's why you just got to get more money to fix all of that.
True. Yeah, that's
all
what it is.
All the problems y'all are saying, I'm just like, a little
that
bit of money
is true.
Could work that. You want some hair, Starbucks? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I think at this point, it's
go ahead and take a trip to Turkey.
It's a point of, first of all, I would never.
You don't need to go to Turkey.
I would never go to Turkey. I would never support that regime. Okay, that enslaved Greece from 1453 to 1821.
I cannot confirm or deny if I would be taking a trip to
Turkey.
Yeah, myself.
Yeah. I was thinking. I think here's my true plan, Amina, in terms of hair. I think. So I buzzed it early. I got ahead of it when I was like 18, 19, 20, something like that. In college, the first sign of like true it's going, like
thinning.
It was always thinning, but it was like the first like little back right here.
Uh-huh.
I was like, let me buzz because at this point it could be a fashion choice.
Right.
Right? Like I'm hiding behind that.
I can pass this off as
exactly.
a choice,
and then
yeah.
I just kept going thinner, thinner, thinner until I went skin, right? And
right.
it was not a bad look at the time. I think I was toothless. It was fun. It was like ironic.
I
looked.
Remember that.
You remember that? Yep. I think that was the good move. And then when I now in my mid 30s, that's when I grew out because now everybody's coming late to getting buzzed. Now buzzing is a sign of quitting.
Right.
It's a sign of.
Okay.
It's a sign of admitting you're dying.
Okay.
This is your,
okay.
You're like I've you know God has taken over. He's punishing me. And I have submitted to his will,
yeah.
right? But growing it out, that says, fuck you, God.
That's rebel.
I'm keeping my hair.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I think it's, and so now it's flipped. And now my real, now I'm going, when I will get plugs, I'm going to be like 64 years old.
Oh,
I'm going to be an old man.
You're going to wait till you're 64.
I'm going to be an old
golden bachelor.
I'm going to be, exactly. When I'm going for the golden bachelor, when they have some kind of weird, washed up reality, like podcasters,
Severus,
I hate to.
You're not
going
to get on Golden Bachelor. You got to learn to cry in public. bubble.
Look, maybe not Golden Bachelor.
By then he will.
Here's the thing. It's, okay, hear me out. This is going to be devastating when we all realize this. The nostalgia dating reality shows in 15, 20 years, they're going to be podcasters.
Yeah.
They're going to be internet personalities.
Yeah.
I am going to be, they're going to be, I will be, it'll be because I had a podcast.
They're going to be calling me.
They will be like, it'll be like VH1. I'm not going to be on good TV. Don't get me wrong. This will be like.
But you're getting offers.
But I'm going to get some really demeaning offers that I will be hard up enough for money to accept.
You'll say absolutely.
And that's when, as a 60, people will know me as a fat, balding man my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's when I get on Ozempic. That's when I get plugs.
Yeah.
And I show up to VH1's.
I'm not mad.
I want to marry a.
This is a great
VH1's, I want to marry a podcaster. I show up, you know, it's like me. It's like, you know, it's like a bunch of just washed up, you know, it's like Ira Glass is there for This American Life.
Uh-huh.
We got Marin. We got, you know, just, a, you know, whoever.
They're,
you know?
They're all falling off. They're all.
Everyone is falling off. And they're all much, they're older than me too. Yeah. So, you know, but I show
so
up
you're
there.
The young hot thing.
I'm the young. Yeah. Call her daddy maybe is there. That girl. I don't know. Some barstool guy. I, you know, I'll figure out.
Right.
We'll figure out who is, you know.
But I like the creativity.
You'll
like
show up and they'll be like, is that Kevin Clancy?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's Stavros.
Yeah. I'm going to show up. It'll be fucking weird. I'll be jacked. I'll have hair. I'll be 62. And my heart will give out because of all the testosterone and shit I'm on.
Of course.
Like, I will die shortly thereafter,
right.
But it will be a good, it'll be a good move. You know what I mean? Like, so I've got it all planned out.
I would watch
out.
This today.
Yeah.
Like, should we write this?
Yeah. This no, it's, the, and it's like all has been podcasters and it's like the worst type of gold diggers. Like, kind of like the Flavor of Love, kind of like the Rock of Love, that.
Right.
We're going to bring that back, but it's a little bit of, it's like kind of Love Island meets that with the most decrepit podcast.
Yeah,
men.
They show up. It's old women in shine dresses.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
With like
Mariah Carey.
You know, holes all through them. Yeah.
Bad BBLs. BBLs that have not held up.
Yes.
That have not held up whatsoever.
I love this.
Yeah. So, you know, so anyway.
He just said, don't give up on me.
So that's why we're writing it out. I'm just explaining, Amir. That's why I haven't taken the flight. Again, not to Turkey. Somewhere else. But I would. Here's what I really would do. I think it would be funny to get a beard transplant. That would be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
like I got this patchy shit going on right here.
Yeah.
Just fucking,
for you to just fill it all in.
Be awesome. Look
and
like,
make
look
it
like
too
Santa
hard
Claus.
Of a line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I look Dominican.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I look like I have a freshly lined up Dominican every day of my life.
All you would need next is just to run like 500,000 miles across the nation.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. That's
so anyway,
look.
I got a lot of plans.
I started watching a show last night, The Traitors. Have you guys seen The Traitors?
Mm-mm. No, what's that about?
All right, well then fuck it. No. Doesn't matter.
You can't give us a premise, like a little.
It's basically like, you know that game Murder that you would play as a kid? Where like somebody gets labeled as the murderer.
You're watching Peacock?
Yes.
You really are a company woman.
I am.
You're the only person in America. She's trying to. This is Lorne Michaels told
all
her to say this.
All the reality shows are on Peacock. All the reality and Lorne did not send me here.
Rosebud's only here to like try and sneak in a Peacock, a plug for a Peacock reality show no one's ever heard of.
It's an Emmy winning show. I just want to throw that out there. It's an Emmy winning. Show. Alan, what's his face?
Yeah,
is Alan
yeah.
Cummings. Who I anyway.
Know, yeah, I'm familiar with that because, like everybody else, I was forced to watch Peacock when they put playoff football on it. So
right.
I saw a bunch of like.
Well, that's what Peacock did, right?
They were like, it was extortion.
What are the things that people have to see?
Yep, yep.
And they were like, nothing that anybody's written.
Right.
It's got to be sports or reality.
It's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was
sure.
Like, oh, okay, well, all my, like, my sports is on here now. So
yeah,
I have
yeah,
to
that's
watch
true.
This. Yeah.
Girl and gay guy sports and then regular
yes.
sports.
Yeah.
They got them both.
100%. I was like, Andy was making fun of me because during the Real Housewives of SLC, I paused it and was going up to the TV reading the text messages to, like, break down what the shit was.
Hell
and
yeah.
He was like, this really is sports to you guys.
It
like
is.
You don't watch it, do you?
No,
you're smiling at me like you don't watch
no,
it.
No. But I mean, I'm engaged.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no.
yeah.
I haven't been watching TV.
It's so funny when Amina doesn't know what you're talking about.
No,
she
no,
can't
I'm
hide
just,
it. Like her eyes glaze over and she
but
gives this passport
I'm learning,
smile.
But yeah.
She goes like,
But I know how the Real Housewives works. How Housewives works, but I just
it's basically
it's
just
too
like
much drama.
It's watching the toxicity. Wow. That's, yes, I love.
I have
it.
Enough of that in my life. Sure. I don't need to, yeah. to check in and watch other people go through.
Yeah. Yeah, it is bad for you. I will. It's bad. I feel like it's. I feel like I'm smoking while I'm watching it. But
I mean, I feel like it's bad. Fair. But then it's also good because you're just like, oh, I'm not that fucked up.
Yeah,
that's you're like, true. Oh, my life. Okay, no, you know.
Yeah, no.
Also,
yeah, that's
I'm feeling bad for these women because it's like I watched the first season of one of them with a girl. Of course, there's no other way I would throw that on. It was fun. Like I watched the very first season of the New York one, and then and it was fun, whatever. And I had seen these women around, whatever. But now it's like. It's like how I feel about Joe Biden, where it's like, this is elder abuse at this point.
It is elder abuse
get these
now.
Stop letting these women get BBLs and and tummy tucks. Yes. They're grandmothers.
It is elder abuse.
Like, it's fucked up what they're doing to their bodies.
So straight, and then their neck is just all wrinkly.
And I'm just like, there needs to be a retirement home for them where they don't have to keep it up. You know what I mean? Like, some of them are starting to look like straight up old ladies, too.
Yeah. No, and I mean, there was still... a Vanity Fair article that came out that was like, this lady, like, pissed herself, and I was like, I can't read this. If I'm gonna keep enjoying this show, I can't read this.
Yeah.
Like 60-year-old woman pissing herself on vacation. It's like, no, we can't. If I'm gonna watch this and enjoy it, I can't know this about them.
Exactly, exactly.
Even though I do deep down in my heart.
Yeah. You know? Totally. No, it's like you don't want. It's like when the circus first came out, and it's like you don't want to know what those little acrobat children go through.
Right.
They sleep in a cage next to the lions.
Yeah.
They get
fed little blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
That's how you know you messed up when you know that, and you're still just like, get it. Let's go.
Yeah. It's a modern freak show. It's so fucked. And that's like, at first I could see it being kind of empowering, but it's like. You know, these women are all just still performing. And then it's like the original husbands, they're all divorced. The husband's just got a younger version of this woman.
Yeah.
Their lives, it's like it has done nothing but reinforce how fucked women are in society.
Yes.
Where it's like, all the like dullard rich husbands, like they just get a hotter wife every 20 years.
Right. 100%.
And then these women just have to keep, the only one. I mean, didn't like Bethany make a bunch of money off of like a skinny girl shit?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Like a couple of them figured out how to cash out.
There was one. That was all. She was the only one.
Literally one.
Everybody they call it the arrested. Bethany Claus.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody else has ever made any money off of
that. Yeah. So I guess in that sense, I guess a way for. To watch women humiliate themselves. Maybe I will check it out, Rosebud.
Maybe.
It does sound pretty fun.
I am surprised more straight guys don't enjoy it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like a victory lap.
Well,
for
you guys
us.
Are getting the real thing. You guys get to do it in your lives. We That's just sort true. Of watch and go like, we're not alone. It's also, there's a twisted aspect to it that I think I enjoy, which is like civilian people getting into the entertainment industry and thinking like, oh, this is the life, and not knowing all the ways that they're getting fucked over.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you watch it and you go like, oh fuck, they're like at the beginning of it right now, but it's about to go downhill.
And
like,
everybody
hard.
Thinks they're in control. Yeah. They're like, I think
they're in control.
It's not gonna ruin my life.
Yes.
And
then...
Yeah.
And then they start getting fucked.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
bitch, that's how it is.
They're putting out sex tapes at 52.
Oh
yeah. They're doing whatever it takes to stay relevant.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm not mad at. I'm like, is it too late?
I think you can figure it out.
Give us hope.
Would you put out a sex tape?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what I would and what I wouldn't do. And not at this point in my life. I'm just saying, every day it's a thought that
what
I'm
would
just
it
like,
take?
How much are we going to entertain it?
Right.
So.
Well, it also feels like it's a little crowd. It's like YouTube specials now, where it's like, well, everyone's putting out a sex tape.
I'm going to have to show
gonna
my
get
twat.
Lost in the. It's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what we do. We do our YouTube specials fully naked.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
I won't want anyone to sit through that.
Yeah.
The whole time
I'll just be apologizing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rosemary, did you film the special pregnant or no?
I filmed a special pregnant, but it's two parts. So half of it is pregnant and half of it I'm shooting a year after I've had the kid.
Smart.
Oh, nice.
Nice little, I was just good. That's, I'm glad you put a twist on it. I was just about to shit on the pregnant. Because it was cool, right? Like,
you're like, you put out a pregnant special, right? And you're like, now.
No, no, no. La, la.
You start doing vocal.
No, that's a great idea, right? But I was going to say, like, because I feel like when Ali Wong did it, it was like, okay, sick. And then she was like, did another one pregnant. You're like, okay. I mean, I guess, like, that's fine. I get doing the first one, whatever. And then it's like, it feels like you planned this one. And then I even understand doing, because, like, after doing specials, it's like, your life gets really fucked up. And it's like, it takes a lot of work. And then you're like, fuck, if I'm going to have a kid, I get how women are like, oh, I have to do it pregnant, because it's like, once the fucking newborn comes out, that motherfucker's latched on to me.
Yeah.
But it has gotten to the point where it's like, damn, this is like, it went from a cool novelty to being like, wait, what's, why is everybody, and unless, or you understand.
Maybe, you do maybe, it with the baby.
Or maybe women just get pregnant and they still want to work.
Yeah, well, but they, shouldn't they be.
I'm just throwing that out
shouldn't
there.
Shouldn't they be tending to their husbands?
This might be a crazy idea, Stav.
He's about, I know that.
But maybe women just get pregnant and they happen to also be comics.
Oh, it's got
to
be 9 months every time. Oh, they film it. It couldn't have been 6 months. Had to be right when they're about to pop, when it's the most visually striking. Right, I'm not saying they don't got to work. I'm just saying. There's
I'm
a lot
saying,
of.
I don't want to look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
I mean, the ones whose tits get pregnant. Huge. Yeah. Look, the
why
ones.
Do y'all do that to
yeah. Oh, you know, the camera doesn't load. Love you.
I suppose that's a fair counterpoint.
But I'm such a traitor because I'd be on board with this, and then I was like, yeah, no, yeah. I'm on board with both.
No, stay, Amina, stay. Here.
It's so funny because yeah. I've heard it so many times where it's like people are like, you know, the Ali Wong thing. I'm like, no, it's not. It's we just get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And I feel, but my point is, I feel like there should be so many that it's not a novelty.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm kind of at, I, you know, obviously now that I've shot one.
Yes, yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Oh, we should just have right. more of these. You know what I mean?
That's why I think the next level is just bring the baby right on stage.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The next thing is delivery room special. That's my, the whole thing that we accidentally delved into a real conversation about.
You're doing
I was going to do the bit of like, you should do. Yeah, exactly. You're in the room. Like, let's take it to the next level.
Yeah.
You're right. Let's normalize pregnancy so much.
And
you're just, you're there. Epidural.
Yeah.
Loopy as hell.
Loopy as hell.
Between contractions.
While the fucking blood bucket fills up right behind you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe we can exploit the kid, get, you know, its first moments alive or on yeah. camera.
Yes.
It's enough not to, you know, a lot of people are posting, you know, like people say that you're posting too much, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get the baby fresh out.
Fresh out.
Let's get him fresh,
fresh
out.
Fresh out. No even choice.
You know what? Before you wipe him off, mic him.
Mic him. Yeah, yeah.
That's
put
all.
A lav in your pussy.
Yeah.
As soon as as soon as your water
thing.
Breaks.
Put a lav in your pussy? Oh, wow. On a Monday.
Let's get your whole pussy rigged up.
I really
let's
don't
let's get a
like
road
us.
Up
we,
there.
We say anything.
Well, it's like, it's so funny because we're at the point in our lives where it's just like, we're unemployable outside
oh
of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing we
I
can
think
do.
About I every day.
I love how we were just like, yeah, these pathetic real housewives.
And then here we are. You know what? Put a lob in your pussy.
It's so fucking sad. Dude,
that's fucking
I was
awesome.
Googling jobs at the FBI.
Oh, hell my yeah. goodness. I was looking up being a lifeguard again. If I could just sit there and show up and act like I care about someone else.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
know.
It's the perfect job for me.
I know. Oh,
I love
my
that.
God.
Oh, man.
I do. I would want to work at the FBI, though.
Yeah?
I would.
How come?
I don't know. I just want to. I want to show up and be like, "All right, what is it today?" You know what I mean?
Right,
and have
right,
my
right.
coffee. And it feels like my. It feels like the FBI is the only place where it's like, I guess they'd be looking for people outside of a normal like perspective
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. This is like me being like, I feel like I should open a diner. You know what I mean? I feel like it's like we're going to our roots. It's like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like, you're just like, yeah, let me work for law enforcement.
Yeah.
Let me work, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I want to like solve a murder or
yeah,
like
yeah,
do
yeah.
something like that. But I'm like, yeah, it feels like going back to what...
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, maybe there's some nepotism there. I could
oh,
cash
you could get in there
and,
easy. You
yeah.
get a nice office
I just feel like
fast.
You would have to have too much patience, though. Like, what if it takes, like, we watch TV and it's like a 20-minute episode, but, like, a real crime could take, like, 20
months.
Years for you to really crack. Would you be up for that?
Yes.
Yeah. What have you ever had a not? What was your non-comedy job? What was your last non-like entertainment job?
My last non-comedy job was that I was writing horoscopes. I wrote horoscopes.
I did not know that.
That's fucking awesome. It's somehow more bullshit than comedy.
Lying to people on the internet.
Do you believe in horoscopes?
No, but I know a lot about it.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's kind of disgusting.
I know a lot about it, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I braided hair.
That's cool.
Trying to create miracles. People like you showing up. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, just put a braid.
Can you get my shit going nice? I would love to have balding braids.
I'm like, this is not gonna end well.
Can I please?
Something for the YouTube staff. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Yeah. I'm just gonna throw it
balding
out.
Balding straight backs? Come on.
I would never.
Let me look like balding.
Well, I don't know if it's the right price. I'll break it.
Yeah,
your
there
hair.
We go. Yeah, there sure. We go.
Let me humble myself again.
You're all the way in Astoria. You might as well.
In the beginning, like for real, when I was younger, it would be like a whole list of things I would never do. And I'm telling you right now, I'm at the moment where I'm just like,
name your price.
It's time to visit it. Yeah.
Braiding a fat, balding white man's hair.
Absolutely. Behind the blue wall for sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
When you were a lifeguard, did you ever have to like save anyone?
Oh my
ever
God,
get
and
crazy?
I hated it. It was just like the really? Worst day of my life.
You didn't feel
the
cool?
Is, it's like, no, because you lifeguard for so long. I was a lifeguard from the age of 15. So at this point, I think by the time I had to actually save someone was like 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
So
just all the training had worn off?
Like everything. Yeah, like the care, concern, the immediacy, the urgency.
All right, let me go save this motherfucker's life.
Oh, my goodness.
Life.
And then it's like, you don't want to victim shame, right?
Sure.
But like, it's at the end of the day, it's like, you see this pool.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
see
yeah.
this pool, you can drown. Why are you here,
yeah.
right?
Who, what, do you remember who the first person, like what they were, there's like a little fat kid? That's what I'm thinking.
It was a child. And okay. So like usually, this is when they used to like build deep pools. Now they don't do that. Now they're just like, give them 3 feet and that's it.
The libs have ruined pools.
No, literally.
The lib cars have ruined pools.
But I grew up in Atlanta and all the pools, we had like 9 feet. Like shit that you really could drown in.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's like, hey, don't drown in 9 feet. And it's like, well, I can't stand in 9 feet, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was a kid trying to fit in with the other kids. Right. They got to take a swim test
trying
and be in
cool.
the deep. She hopping in the deep knowing damn well she ain't supposed to be in the deep. Mind you, I'm leaving. Like, we transitioning lifeguard, so it really wasn't on me. Like, I got my phone. I'm ready for lunch.
You're like, I'm off.
I was already off in the chair. Imagine my mindset out of the chair.
You're like 3 inches deep and a foot long at this point.
Yeah.
You gotta put your sandwich down.
That's awesome.
I'm texting people back. By the time I see this little girl, I don't know what the other lifeguard was doing. Probably what I was doing before I got out to shit, right?
She's drowning, and Amina's like, hey, I'm on my break. Are you free?
Yeah. That's awesome. You were giving a drowning kid, like, DMV energy. You're like, I'm sorry, that is not my department.
Like, now I understand that. When people be like, I'm off.
Yeah.
But I catch it. I'm looking
That's
around.
Awesome.
No one's doing anything. Hop in with my damn phone, grab the girl to get out. And that it wasn't even a real save. Like, it was no, you know how, like, when you're training,
you get to blow the whistle.
Everybody out. It was just like me diving in with
fucking
no
your phone up.
Fucking my phone up.
Needing a new SIM card.
And then trying not to yell at this little girl.
Yeah.
I can see you jumping in, the phone coming up first, and then the kid under Amina's arms.
I just dove in just to grab her, and it was the worst. But other than that, no serious for real.
That was like, the only one, huh?
Yeah, out of like 20 years of lifeguarding. So that's the thing. They trick you like, oh, you're here to save lives. And no, it's just here to look like you can save a life, and then you realize, oh, if in a real life, I'm not really into it.
Yeah.
I feel like even if I got to the FBI and it was just like collecting data, I'd be like, that's fine.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be like, I'm a part of it.
Yeah, just it to does. Be like, I got the jacket.
This is fucking insane. The thing you're daydreaming about is the FBI.
Yeah, I know it's insane. It's like, I know it's
one
insane.
One of the most fucked up organizations.
I know it's also.
Like, what about being a fucking teacher? So
well,
like, you're not going to do it.
I don't want
to pretend to be a good person.
I don't want to pretend to be a good person. I don't want to. It's once we've gotten through the entertainment industry, you can only get more fucked up from
sure,
there.
Sure,
you can't go backwards.
I love
you can't
this.
Unknow what you know.
I love this. Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into like teaching and pretend like I didn't say all this shit on this podcast.
Right. But you're like, hey, if I can work for an organization that tricks mentally ill Muslims into thinking they're talking to Al Qaeda and then arrest them. You're like, I could do that.
I could do that. Yeah. After working in entertainment, I could do that.
You're like, hey, dude, it's Osama bin Laden. I'm actually alive. Yeah. And I need you to do 9/11 too, brother. Can you sign up?
Meet me at the kebab shop.
They're like, so you were a comic, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, do you do accents? Yeah.
I'm like, do you do voices?
I could work it out.
They got Matt Friend pretending to be Osama bin Laden back from the grave.
I don't know if I could work with him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
I was thinking about becoming a pilot, though.
Okay, now we're talking. This is the kind of daydreaming that'll never happen I'm talking about.
Yeah.
FBI.
You never know. Okay. I hear some stories.
When's the last time you, what's the closest you've been to flying a plane or any training to it?
Like 2 years ago, I went to this flight school that was in Paris.
Oh shit, really?
And they were like,
wait, what?
Yes, they were the flight school were selling Airbnb experience packages for you to fly a plane.
Oh my god. One thing about Amina, she'll find a deal.
Yeah. I paid $150
to go to flight school and have a vacation. That's no way that's a fucking legitimate flight school.
That is
playing Xbox 360.
It's the billionaire submarine of planes. Yes.
That's so awesome.
But I'm here to tell my story.
Yeah.
So wait, how was it?
It was great. Oh my God, I cried. It was beautiful. But then also it was just my life on the line and the pilots. And I was just like, wow, imagine 150 people behind you. Oh, y'all.
Wait a second. You were in the air? This wasn't a simulator?
No, this was in the air.
What?
And he just handed me the...
What the fuck?
And I barely could understand him. I don't even know what he was saying. All I heard was like, just look straight through the trees. And I was just like...
What?
That's you should not wild. Be flying through trees.
Yeah.
He was like use that as your directive.
Oh, okay,
like,
got it.
It was like a line of trees. Whatever.
I bet you that shit wasn't even like plugged in.
No,
that controller wasn't plugged in.
We was up there, man. That was crazy, man. I was like, maybe I could do this.
Was there a Game Boy controller?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, I've done this before.
Wow. And so you're gonna parlay that into a pilot? You're like, you put that on your resume. The link to the Airbnb experience. You're like.
Yeah. Oh, no, they kicked me off. I'm off of Airbnb.
Yeah, you got banned? What'd you do?
Wait, what happened?
So a lot of things I'm going to say is going to sound like my fault. Yeah. I want to preface that before I get into the details.
It's going to sound like your fault, or it's going to be your fault.
I got an Airbnb in Alabama. See, already.
I'm starting off dicey.
I am the problem.
Yep.
Okay.
I show up to the Airbnb. It is nothing like what they listed.
Yeah.
Nothing. The building was like dilapidated, whichever word is supposed to be decrepit, dilapidated, whatever, all of that. And it just, like, there was roach patches and just filth and just disgusting, right? And so I'm just like, I'm not staying here. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Airbnb is like, we can't give you your money back.
Crazy.
I got so mad. It took like 3 days for me to get mad to where I started finding the lady who listed the Airbnb.
All right, yes.
And I remember I went on Facebook. Shout out to Facebook. No one's still on there, but I was on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I posted a picture. I was like, does anybody know this lady? I wake up the next day and my family member is like, I found her. I went to work. I find out that this lady is a doula and a pastor.
Okay, so you book a
session? I didn't book a session. I found her parents.
Okay.
I found the person who gave her her doctorate. I found anybody attached to her. And I said, this is what she's doing on Airbnb.
Right.
I just want to let y'all know I'm here to ruin her life. And apparently, is against community guidelines.
Okay.
You mean hunting down the property owner?
Taking
community justice is against the terms of service?
So, I can't be back on there no more. So.
A grassroots cancellation effort?
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, the problem was you went to her loved one. If you had gone to the internet at large.
Oh, well, I did. And then Twitter blocked me for 15 days.
What?
Everybody was saying, I can't out this lady about this raggedy house. They're like, oh, it's privacy. What? I'm infringing on her privacy by exposing the fraudulent activity.
I am out $78.
I'm on your side. No, I'm on my side. Whatever. I don't care, man. Fuck Airbnb. But not if you use it.
No, it's fine.
But if it's your thing, go for it. Yeah, I like that you're open-minded.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. I'm not gonna shut it down for everybody, but for me, it's definitely a shutdown.
What were the ratings like to this place?
That's
good ratings?
That's the thing. Everybody was like, the house has so much character. The yellow shit on the blinds is character.
Yeah.
The mold in the freezer is character.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Oh, I was pissed. And then she had her clothes in every closet. So I'm still mad. I have to let it go. Maybe I'll talk about it in therapy later.
Yep.
No, I feel like I'm on your side with that. I
know I go low. When you do something wrong to me and I do something wrong back, I know that it's going to be a problem for you. But also, please remember what you did.
Yep. Yeah.
And just because mine is going to be 10 times more worse,
right?
Know it wouldn't have happened had you not.
You should have fucking run a Roomba over that
Everybody pokes the bear and then the bear attacks. And why did
and
the
they
bear?
Go, why was the bear being a bear?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I love that.
Okay. Yeah. But
I get that.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. If I'm pretty chill until somebody pisses me off.
And I really hate that, I'm trying to be mature and just go through life and trying to take the high road.
Yeah,
but as soon as you take the low road, everybody's like, see, I told you she's a monster. And it's well, how did the monster become a monster?
Right.
Your origin story.
Are we going to tell that story?
Has the monster been wronged one too many times?
Right. Sure. Did you call the monster a bitch? You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
Time to find all your personal details and post them all over the internet.
Oh, I went in. Every page she had, the doula page, the pastor page, the church page, every page got that address and the videos of that raggedy house.
That's fair, though.
Yep.
And then I didn't even care. I was just like, you know what? Yeah, absolutely, I learned my lesson. Definitely, maybe I should not have done some things, but you'll never forget. You'll never forget.
Yep. You'll update that listing. I'll tell you that much.
You know what? At least there's not a ton of people that I know that learned from Airbnb how to fly a plane.
Right.
Before they got kicked off.
That is true.
So I feel like you got your money's worth. You did get your money's worth
in the long run, I think so.
I'm good. Well, she'll never forget me. She was like, she went on live and she was like, some girl named Yes Me.
Yeah. She went on live. She had to control the narrative. She had to get in front of it.
She did a video in the same house with her head in the phone like this.
Right.
Move your big ass head so they can see your shitty house.
I feel like I've done something it wasn't like Airbnb, but I feel like when I got in a fight with my sister over Christmas one year, and I locked myself because I couldn't hit her, so I locked myself in a room and I started finding photos of her and farm animals that looked similar and just started posting over and over pictures of her next to farm animals and that she looked identical to.
Yeah.
You know, but it was nothing like that. She didn't have to go on live, but she was like, why are you cyberbullying me from the next room? She was like, come in here and hit me, you pussy.
Yeah. You know? Have you ever gotten a fist fight with her?
But wait, why couldn't you hit her?
Yeah, my sisters? Yeah, I've hit them.
Why couldn't you hit her? Because you just knew.
I think it was one of those years where you go back to your family and you go like, this year.
I'm different,
yeah. And you're like, I'm not going to hit anybody.
And so you have to stand by that, and now you're looking for all of
them. Yeah, you find every way that you can hurt them other than hitting them, and it turns out to be worse.
Way worse than just a nice cold cock.
I've done some things. Call me crazy, but I stand by it.
Yep, respect. This is great. Well, I think this is exactly the energy we want to bring into our advice portion of the show. Two of the most unstable women that have been in my apartment in a while, and that's saying something. That's saying something, folks, if you've seen my DMs.
Before we get into this, I just want to note, Starvos has black hair care products in his bathroom. So if I am stable, you reach that pinnacle. You have Mazzoni and hair milk
that's
in your
good
bathroom.
Shit.
Shea moisture, okay? For the little hairs that you own.
Yeah, I'm trying to make your job easier when you braid it later.
Yeah.
For a grand fee.
Yeah, what is a grand fee? Okay, we'll get into that.
Honestly, it could be $200 at this point. I'm low.
Hit us with the first question, Big Eld.
What's up, Styles? What's up, Elvis?
Oh, look at that. You was on time, but see, late with that one.
What's up, Styles? What's up, Elvis? Hello to the guest. I was just wondering if you had any advice on what I should do with my mom. She's been divorced for a while now.
Nice.
But I recently found out that she's been dating a 24-year-old Instagram fitness rapper.
Okay.
And I don't know what the fuck
that's
to
fucking
do.
Awesome, by the way. Pause real fast, Elders. Salute to this woman. Just off the top, salute. Keep going.
What the fuck is a fitness rapper?
I don't know. I can't wait to find out more information.
Me and my brothers, and they found out through some internet sleuthing on Instagram that this guy's been commenting on her posts all the time.
That's offensive.
And, you know, a couple months ago, she said, oh, me and the girls are going to Cleveland for,
oh, hell yeah,
you know, some girls' night vacation or whatever.
That's so sick.
And so we're now realizing that she went to go visit this kid.
The kid.
And, yeah, like, she lives in Florida. So I don't know what I should do. One of my brothers even threatened not going to Christmas because she was being, like, kind of a dumb bitch about it. I love her. She's the woman who raised us. Yeah, don't know what to do. Any advice would be gladly appreciated. Hopefully your guest comes from a broken home too. So maybe you'll have
but, yeah, oh yeah, this is a good one. This is a really good one, Elvis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Can I tell y'all my day has been made?
That's yes. Awesome.
Oh,
this is beautiful.
I don't see. I mean, I got to be honest, dude. I don't. What's the problem here? Like, yeah. Your mom's getting dicked down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Be happy for her.
Yeah. Look.
No.
You say no.
No. There's a lot of problems in this.
Okay. What are you thinking?
There are a lot of problems. First of all, I have siblings that are older than me. And when they start dating close to my age, I am offended.
Okay.
I am offended, like, deeply. First of all, do you hear the pain in his voice?
I hear the pain, but
like,
what?
There's no joy.
He feels bad.
The life is sucked out of his soul.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. It's like the top of the year, and they're already planning to ruin the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it's like this is the problem. The problem is affecting your kids.
Okay, that's fair, but also I see what you're saying, and maybe in a perfect world no one's mom gets, you know, at least you don't have to know about the dumbass your mom fucks, right?
Right.
Like, in a perfect world, your mom should be able to get dicked down privately without some, like, pseudo ripped influencer
right.
who lives in Ohio, right? But I guess we need a little more context here, because from the information we have, his mother's divorced, right?
Yeah.
He seems to be an adult, right? He never said his age, but this guy's not like a college kid or a teenager.
Well, you know, the context is there. If you have multiple kids
mm-hmm.
and this is a grown adult, that means by the time this child was not even born, y'all were all here.
Right, but
there's a problem at 24.
But why is that a problem?
24 years old.
She's not going to marry the fucking guy. She can't. Now's my time to stand up for feminism.
She's just going
to
ruin his life.
Yeah,
no,
like that's serious.
This isn't healthy.
Seem that serious. It seems like she went to go visit this kid in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, she probably had some fun.
Yeah.
And then she didn't want her kids to know about it. So it's not like she's planning on marrying him or anything like that. She's probably just having a fun time.
Exactly. Here's what I'll say, right? That it's like this woman is doing the, like, it's the flip of the Real Housewives conversation.
Right.
She's a divorcee. She's on her cougar shit. She's getting fucked by, it's when a guy fucks when some rich guy fucks a 24-year-old.
Everybody's.
No, it was like, wow. Sick.
Never.
Awesome.
Yeah. Never. I think that's a problem too.
Okay, that's fair. At least you're consistent.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, this is how society works, right? And if she's just getting dicked down by some guy younger than her, it's not comfortable. No one wants to think about the specifics of their parents' sex life. It's
unfortunate that they found out.
So unfortunately, the solution to the problem is you're telling him to just receive it.
It's not his thing. I mean, his mom's the one receiving it. He's just hanging out. He's just kind of standing back. Like, just don't get mad about
it. Listen, whoever this caller supposed to do? I empathize with you because this is the thing. You grow up, right? And these same parents is telling you not to do this, not to do that, not to do this, not to do that. And then you got to listen your whole fucking life. Then you wake up one day and they doing all the shit that they told you not to do.
Yeah.
I want to fight. Well, I want to fight. You're dealing with a 24-year-old Instagram rapper. You're lying about vacations with your girl. You don't have no girls. Yeah. You ain't no way you got friends dating a 24-year-old Instagram rapper. Me and my friends do shit like this, and we going to say some stuff. So this is... No. Y'all need to sit this bitch down, intervene, check her into whatever rehab is closest to Cleveland and Florida, and tell her she need to get some fucking therapy.
Listen, I know what you're talking about, but let's be realistic here. If this is the kind of woman who's going to... I don't even think that this...
It doesn't sound like the Instagram fitness rapper's coming to Christmas. They're canceling Christmas even though he's
just
not
mom, either. Just because his mom's getting
just
dick?
Just because his mom
she's
got
lying
dick.
About That's, her girl's vacation. We don't know who's going to be ashamed. At Christmas.
Our parents because are all like, flawed human
where it's
beings.
Like, surprise, she lives in Florida. It's like that's just...
Well, that's just sort of...
Yeah, I guess Florida. That's sort of okay, people joke. In Florida are fucked up. Elvis, sure. They never had a pandemic.
Do you have, some kind of... Some of the way in
I think in theory, yeah, like, his mom should have the right to get dick down and stuff. But I'm kind of with Amina, because, like, you just hear it, and it's like when you meet, like, someone your friend just started dating, and, like, you really don't like them, and then, you know, in a flash on that first meeting or whatever, you just see the next 20 years. You're like, I just know this person's going to be around. I hear something in this guy's voice where it's like... I'm not saying she's going to, like, marry fucking guy.
I heard not one variation in tone the entire time. But me, was the most concerning
part
of it.
He sounds over it. But the thing about it, right, this is the real perspective, right? That's like someone being, like, on drugs, right? And now you have to tailor your life because they're fucked up, right?
But hold on.
Because the thing is, you're dating a 24-year-old. I can't bring my friends around you. Because who's to say, if this is the line
you,
that you're now just
hold on,
you could just be...
Whoa, you guys,
both of you,
your
both
moms?
Of you, I know. Here's the thing, you're both overreacting here. If it's like drugs, yes, but the drug I am saying is she's going to an ayahuasca retreat. She's going to get her guts rearranged for a couple
like
weeks.
Ongoing relationship. Now,
but we don't know that though, right?
We do, he's commenting on every photo.
No, look, that's... Yeah, that's the mark of true love that's going to last.
No.
Instagram
everybody
comments.
Knows, everybody knows if you getting fucked, you don't have to do all that because you know they're going to come back and fuck you. Why are you on Instagram? Why are you commenting?
Here's the thing.
Why
are
you
thing.
Invested?
He's not invested. He's trying to fuck a cougar a couple times. You think this guy wants to fucking marry a 50-year-old lady? Let's be honest here.
This
right?
guy doesn't
want to
get married.
It's
he doesn't
cool.
want kids. He's a fitness rapper.
Now,
he don't know what he wants. He's 24.
Everybody knows how fitness rappers are.
And in the situation where she fucking gets engaged, he's clearly trying to get the house, right? If this is, like I say... Keep stay alert about this, monitor the situation, but odds are your mom is gonna just get fucked a couple times and this will fucking go on.
No, you gotta monitor the situation to a hit by this 24-year-old rapping about how he fucked your mother.
Let me ask you something.
It won't be a hit.
What's more mentally unwell? Letting this go or keeping tabs on your mom's pussy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point I'm trying to
here's
make.
Here's the other thing. We also, I'm willing to bet that this guy has a tortured... His mom probably's pretty hot, right? Probably was... They're divorced. They're from a broken home. She's probably... She's probably like... You know, he's probably had stepdads or dads around. And he's just like, come on. My mom's never going to get it together. And guess what, dude? Maybe she won't. But if this guy's not like taking... If there's some family house that you're going to like inherit, or you and your parents are gonna, your brothers are gonna inherit, if that's not threatened, if it doesn't affect your day-to-day life, if this guy isn't showing up to family events, your mom's her own person, maybe she's a dumb bitch, I don't know, you said it yourself, that's a possibility. Our parents are all flawed and you gotta live with it, and unless this is actively affecting your life somehow,
yeah,
And maybe it will in a couple months. I don't know. Maybe if this keeps going, it will. But right now, just the fact that your mom fucked a guy you don't like isn't enough to be mad at.
There's no interaction here. Other than what he's seen on the internet.
If it was just a one happenstance, they would not know. That's what y'all not reading through this. If it was just a one-time situation. But he only named one. No, but I'm saying, I'm not saying she's doing multiple people. I'm saying this person in particular. This sounds like
I know, but I'm saying he only named one interaction. He only named that she went to Cleveland.
But that they found out. So obviously there has to be more.
No, he said he found out through internet sleuthing.
Which, why are you fucking, like, why are you stalking your mom like she's your ex? Dick.
Nah,
exactly.
Save your mom. Save your mom. No, no, no.
There's something unhealthy going here.
Take this and send it all to the family and then let's see what she's doing there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Get kicked off Airbnb. Yeah. Get your Twitter taken. Listen to Amina.
Yeah.
Those are your options.
Yeah.
Never be able to rent a fucking room anywhere else.
Reach out to everyone who knows and get yourself kicked off the social platforms that you stalk your mother on.
Right. Once you're by listening to Amina, once you get banned off Instagram, you'll never be able to see him commenting on your mom's pictures. Yeah. Anyway, here's the thing. I'd love to talk to this guy maybe on a live call because we don't, the context between his relationship with his mother,
there's
something happening here.
Well, here's the line that gives it all away is like, she's a dumb bitch.
She's being kind of a dumb bitch. Yeah.
She raised me and she gave me life, but.
And she's probably, here's my guess. She's probably like a hot mom that was still had a pretty active dating life. And this is just triggering
this
guy.
She's also probably just fed up. I feel like I could see, like, as I was watching this, I was like, I could see some shit that I do after raising three boys.
That's and what thank I'm you. Like, yeah.
I'm losing my mind, but also I'm losing my mind. We can't just ignore that.
No, but maybe you got girlfriends to tell you that.
Sometimes you gotta like get it out of your system. Sometimes you gotta.
You don't know this. Amina's filling in a lot of blanks.
Yeah. Ain't no way she got some friends.
Not in Cleveland.
All right. Well, listen. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, man. Keep your head up. Save your mom, Trapper.
Contact Eldis if you'd like to call in with more information on a Patreon show. Go ahead, Eldis. Hit us with another one.
So good.
So I've got a great wife who's been together for 12 years, married for 4, but she's kind of got one problem, which is she's a rat. So like
she's a rat.
Like one time her friend, she told me her friend named her baby this cute name, and I was like, well, that's a gay name. She went and told her friend immediately, but now her friend hates me. And then, like, more recently, my family's coming over for Thanksgiving, and I didn't really want her family to come because I hadn't been with them in years, and they were only staying one day. And she invited her whole fucking family and then told them that I didn't want them to be there.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any advice.
Maybe she's autistic.
Wow. It's possible. Your wife is the ops.
She is.
You're living with the ops.
Your wife is singing like a bird. Oh. Your wife, Rosebud would love to get your wife in an interrogation room when she's working when she's working for the FBI.
Yeah.
She'd send her right to Guantanamo.
I'm like, oh, wow, this lady. We can make a deal.
This is crazy
that is
behavior.
I feel like crazy behavior. I feel like Andy does this to
Andy's
me a lot.
Andy's a rat?
A lot. He doesn't mean to because he doesn't think that what he's saying is bad. But like we had the new nanny come this morning.
Right.
And the first thing he says to her is like, oh yeah, she had like a horribly contagious rash last week. And I was like, what the?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like,
you were the baby.
Cured now. Why are you telling, she's talking about the baby. But I'm like, why would you tell her that when she's not now? And now she just thinks we're gross.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just offering up information.
I'm like, just offering up info
for
that,
no
like,
reason.
She doesn't need to know that.
Yeah. Never go against the family. Classic.
This could be a mishap on the wife parts, but it's also like.
But maybe she agrees with you. Maybe she agrees with you and she's just sort of more open.
This is crazy behavior that
this
like
is.
If you can't
Why
trust
would you
your
tell
wife
your friend that they said it was a gay name.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
obviously
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was between
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
kind of
that's
crazy. Was one ear to one ear, that's it.
They don't need to know that. Like there's circles, there's layers and circles of trust, which is like you have like your best friend like me and Eldis talk shit about people constantly, right?
Yeah.
I would never let any of that leak out. That's like a level of trust of like, we've been friends for over 30 years, right? your partner, in theory, should be that level, should be like the trust you have with a good, like a best friend. Like,
yeah.
In a perfect world, you should be able to be completely free with your partner. And if they're just, and if anything, they should lie to protect you from annoying stuff. Mm. Not like be honest and like put you out there.
But can I, can we just unpack something real quick?
Yeah.
In the first sentence, they were together for 12 years, married for 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8 years of resentment.
Yeah.
That's really good. At the end of the day,
you're right.
She mad at you.
That's you're exactly right. So y'all got some stuff
y'all need to work out. She could be doing this like unconsciously.
Yeah, that's fair.
But this comes from the 8 years that you didn't marry her.
Mm, yep.
When I saw 12 years married for 4, I was like, oh,
that's a long fucking time.
She's the love of your life. When?
Yeah.
The last 2 years of your relationship?
Yeah.
She's pissed off at you.
Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, she's snitching.
She
could be just like sort of slipping things in with her closest family and friends that she knows they're going to be like, you got to leave him.
Yeah.
Which she should have did for the first years of your relationship.
Yeah. And maybe they feel the same way. Maybe since she's talking about her family and best friend, maybe these are the people that were like, he's got to go.
Yeah.
These are the people she's vented about him to.
Yes.
For those 8 years. Right. That's very interesting.
And if she's saying this kind of shit in front of you, if she's just letting this slip like in front of you.
A lot of things you didn't hear.
There's a lot of shit you didn't hear.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Is this guy blissfully unaware of his wife hating him?
You have to sit through 8 years of her snitching on you.
Yeah.
Just like she sat through 8 years with your ass. So.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Like, this is one of the, I mean, so
that's
many,
fair.
That's a great read on the situation. But so many times the questions on this show really boil down to, have you ever had a conversation about this?
Right.
Because so many people have these things that annoy them about someone close to their life that if they were ever like, hey, you know, this is actually like one of the worst things
that
anyone's done to me.
Yeah.
Like, could you please not do that anymore? It might just solve the problem. She'd be like, oh, I didn't even realize. Like, it could be that. It really could be.
Sound like she's shutting up. I feel like he gave us a few examples, but we don't know what he told. She told the teachers, the mail lady. Sound like she just talked too much. And
look, here's the other thing.
Right.
The resentment thing is a good point of like, this is the behavior of someone. She's laying little traps for him to step into, right?
Yes.
And that's the behavior of someone who does have a problem, but doesn't want to admit it. She probably doesn't even want to admit to herself how much she resents her husband. So she just has these little slips that she knows on some deep level are going to ruin whole days of his life.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, whatever embarrassment she went through, now he got to go through.
Well, now I feel like a hypocrite because I said Andy snitched on me, but I said it on a podcast.
Yeah, you snitched on him.
Which I feel like is sort of the same. Well,
don't worry. We'll bleep out Andy. We'll bleep out the word of the guy.
Yeah. That'd be great.
No, but I feel like that snitch was like.
I'm like, who am I in this?
I don't know. Yeah. But there's levels to snitching, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you snitching on him right now, but you just giving an example of how he just offers information you wish that he would just know to not tell.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Don't worry. You guys will come back. Yeah. We'll adjudicate
it
on Stavi's World.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
You're always welcome to come back in a couple months.
Cool,
and Andy.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Awesome.
But to kind of be slightly serious, to really like, you know, it is something worth investigating. These little cracks in a relationship can be like something. Like, and look, it's possible your wife's just kind of like, doesn't think that much about it. There's a positive read on this where people are just kind of like absent-minded, nicer people in you who don't realize like what a commotion.
She could be just like, I don't judge anything that you're saying.
Right,
and
I'm just
sort of presenting it as information.
Yeah.
Even though I don't see anything wrong with it, even though it's hurting the feelings of everyone around me.
But also, maybe your family needs to know. Your family probably needs to know that you don't want them to say. Because now they're going to act completely different and respectful, probably. Like, think about it.
I don't know.
That is welcome, I feel like they overstay. they take cups. They throw it in the sink.
Yeah.
They don't throw out the trash. They don't help out. out. Tell your family, hey, he don't even want y'all here, and they gonna act completely different. They gonna come in with their own towels. So I don't know. Maybe she wants to in that situation.
That assumes they respect him, which I don't think they do.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm just saying, she was probably giving that information to let them know, like, hey, y'all don't do so much.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. That could be one way to look at it, or some people, if they're given that, then they turn in. Then it becomes a passive aggressive off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now they're going to be kind of cunty and cold and whatever. And
but
it's just,
always ask why. Why did you say that? Why did you tell?
Yeah, exactly. I do think at the end of the day, have you literally talked to your wife about this even once? Because it is possible she just, it's something she can correct, and she's just like, you know, doesn't even consider it snitching the way you do.
Yeah.
Because I've been in a situation where I am a shitty, judgmental person who's close to somebody who's very nice and kind, and they will just let shit I said in confidence because they don't live in a world with secrets.
Right.
Right? Like, my whole life would come apart.
Which is a lot of us.
My life would come apart.
Yeah.
If the things I've said about people I even like came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when you are in a relationship, whether it's marriage or just close friend or sibling or whatever, with a truly kind-hearted person,
right,
they will let heinous shit you said slide. They might even find it funny.
Yeah.
And because they don't live in a world where they like constantly...
You have to live on the defense.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, this can't ever get out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I come across that problem all the time. It's to the point where I tell my friends, like, if you don't want other people to know,
don't
tell me. Because I'm probably either going to forget. I'm like, in passing, just... I'm the worst with that.
You are really
hey,
bad.
She don't
with
like
that.
You, and like, oh my bad. Oh, you got offended by that. Now you want to fight her? I thought that was good information. You should know.
You do that a lot.
I do that a lot. It's bad. It's bad. But now I know myself.
But if something,
That's
this
awesome.
Actually happened to me. Someone told something about me that I didn't want people
to
know.
It happened to Amina.
But I got over it with the thanks of Rosebud.
Yeah, okay.
And we don't have to bring it up. Look at her holding my hand. Like, shut the fuck up.
Awesome.
We're on
there. We're good. Okay. So we're good.
Yeah. No more dry question. Snitching.
Right. Let's focus.
All right. Next question, Eldest.
I love it. So I've got this roommate that's been living with me for about a year now.
Okay.
He's been a pretty cool guy to live with. You know, he's chill, he sucks to himself. But, like, maybe a good 2 months ago, he was in a real bad accident on, like, a bicycle, and he had, like, to go to the hospital for a bit. So I was, like, kind of taking care of him, getting him to, like, doctor's appointments and stuff. I gave him some money because when he got fucked up on the bike, it completely destroyed his phone. So, I've been trying to, like, help this guy get back on his feet because, like, that's what I would want. Mm-hmm. But, like, since then, he's just been drinking all the fucking time.
Ooh.
Like, he's been so fucking drunk that the ambulance has come out here to, like, get him for alcohol withdrawals for, like, 3 fucking times now.
Oh, shit.
And, like, he's lost his job. He's completely spiraling out. I caught him the other day. He was stealing my cigarettes that I keep on top of the fridge by the door, you know? Like, so the dude's stealing from me. He owes me money. Like, he's completely, like, been spiraling out. But at the same time, like, I feel bad because, like, if I was in his situation, I would want someone to kind of help and lift me up.
But at
this point in time, this dude, like, he's been to prison in the past.
Get him the
he's
fuck out.
He's having an excellent career as, like, a scientist, but now he's, like, disgraced. He told me that, like, his sister doesn't want anything to do with him.
I'm
just like, wow, like, you're actually just kind of a piece of shit. And maybe I don't want to be taken advantage of by a piece of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my question really is, like, at what point in time does, like, charity stop being worth it? Like, at what
like
point in time?
A long time ago.
Does my desire
to help someone who's in a really bad situation run up against their desire to just be an asshole and not help themselves? I don't know. That was pretty long. Anyway, I appreciate you.
Dude, I was in this situation.
All right, hit us with it.
I was dating a guy who the ambulance had to come because of alcohol withdrawals.
Damn.
He started stealing. His family didn't want anything to do with him. It was like, and every time he drank, he would get into some kind of fucking accident. I can almost guarantee that the bike thing was
a lie.
Alcohol related.
Alcohol. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, true.
And now that he's got you kind of like being his nurse, you're stuck in this situation. I guarantee you he'll find another one. Fucking cut this motherfucker loose.
You gotta move out. That's what I was get like. You still calling him a roommate.
Change the fucking locks. Get him out of your apartment. Like,
yeah.
Or you just move.
And at least in move. Yeah. And at least in your situation, it's like, I mean, not at least, but it's like, you were dating. There's an emotional element to it. There's
it
other.
It was still insane.
It was, no, but I know, but at but least I'm yes, saying I get it. This guy, you just, what, your Craigslist room? Like, what kind of roommate does he say all this? Yeah. It's just some fucking guy that you know. It's like, and I get it. It's like the first couple weeks or even a month where you're like, damn, you probably like this guy. He's fallen on hard times. You want to be a good guy and help him out. But it's like, when it's clear that even you're like being a good person and kind of overdoing it. Cause like, look, as a roommate, you don't, you know, if you just don't know the guy, you don't technically owe him anything. You have no bond. You have no nothing. It's nice to be a good guy. If you're living with somebody who's getting over some kind of injury, it's like, all right, take his packages up, help him, whatever. But don't lend him money. He's stealing from you. And then once you see that your help didn't result in him getting back on his feet, and you see him kind of like falling into some kind of negative,
help is making it worse,
or that it just even doesn't even matter. The help is like, this guy's on his own shit, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You could help him, you could not help him. He's probably going to fucking spiral one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you see that you're not really having an effect, you're kind of a bystander, and you're even like, bystander at best, worst case, he's a fucking parasite that's like ruining your shit. Once it starts actively ruining your quality of life is when you're like, especially if this guy is, maybe it'd be a little different if it was a family member or somebody you care deeply about. He's a fucking roommate.
Yeah.
It's like, you should, if we lived in a good society, you and this man would have never met. If we lived in a society where we could live as human beings and people in their 30s could just have their own apartments, you wouldn't know this fucking guy.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you've done more than enough and you got to do whatever you can to just kind of minimize this.
Buy your way out of the lease, buy your way out of the lease and fucking beat it. Like
as quickly as possible.
I'm reading this email. Like, how many lives have this man lived?
Also, the disgraced scientist.
He sounds cool. This guy sounds like a cool friend. I would hang out with him, but I wouldn't owe him. I wouldn't lend him money.
Scientist.
No, once your boundaries start being stepped on like that on a repeated basis, you have to remove yourself from the situation. Yeah. I wouldn't even kick him out. I would just disappear, tell the landlord, it's on y'all, and be out.
Yeah. I'm like, if you tell me that you were a disgraced scientist and you've been to prison and you now have been in some sort of life-altering bike accident, out. Like, all right, I'm not going to stick around for chapter 3.
That's way too much.
That's cool, though. He was like, I like that. I like to think about this guy getting fucked up and trying to recreate Spider-Man in his lab. And he's just making like orphans get bitten by radioactive spiders. They're all like getting cancer. And he's like, oh, my bad. I was thinking it'd be cool if they could get on fucking walls.
And the whole time, not paying rent. That's not your roommate at this point. Once the person stops paying rent, that's not your roommate.
No, that should have been the first point we made.
No, that's the first, no.
Yeah, bro, I mean, again, it'd be different if this was even a friend, but this is literally a roommate. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's got to go.
You got to get
the fuck out
of there.
Unless he starts fucking you.
Unless the dick is too good. is too sweet to let him go to cut ties.
Yeah. Terrible!
Yeah. That buys him an extra 2-3 months. After that, depending. There's a sliding scale of how good the dick is to how much credit card debt you're willing to go into to support his lifestyle. All right, hit us with another one, Eldis.
That was that was refreshing because it was like there was an obvious answer.
Cut and dry, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Some of these can be a little complicated, but here we go, Eldis. What do we got?
What's up, Stav? I'm dealing with a love life dilemma, and I need your advice.
Okay.
So I dated this girl for a year, and things didn't really work out, but now I'm talking to her again and trying to figure out if I want to date her because I really think she might be the one. Mm. But it comes with a pretty big red flag. So we're both 26 now.
Okay.
But when she was 21 and she was a senior in college, she was a nanny, and she ended up having an affair with the dad of the family the nanny for.
It's fucking awesome.
And the wife found out, he got a divorce, and they were swingers actually together for 3 years. And the biggest fetish that she had during the swing time was DVP. which is double vaginal penetration.
Damn.
Exactly. Pause what this. It sounds like.
And it, damn, bro.
Imagine, how is she the one?
Imagine.
How?
How do you know all this? And by the way, imagine having a little dick. And a woman telling you her thing is getting fucked by two big dicks at once. You're like, I didn't believe in my dick to begin with. You're telling me you need two dicks? My dick is little for one.
That is crazy.
Why do people do this? She's the one. And dude, then list the one also, reason how she's not the one.
Can I also say the DVP thing? So these guys are really rubbing dicks here. Yeah. Like, I don't understand the, like, what's the appeal?
I don't
appeal?
Understand the mechanics the of it.
First of all, just squeezing in there.
Yeah, how who's, do you
like,
do
are
it?
You guys, are they?
The men scissor?
is one coming down? Is one, like, lower from the ceiling?
Your nuts have to be massive.
Your nuts, like, you know those things on office, on desks?
Yes.
Where it's, like, the balls? The pendulum balls? That's what your nuts are looking like while you're both fucking this girl's pussy.
And Google. Look at a video of DVP. I can't unlive this. How does that even?
Let's get to the bottom. I'm sorry to. I just there was enough to just have a little interlude. But let's finish this.
Oh my goodness.
Which is double vaginal penetration, which is exactly what it sounds like. And they were exactly swinging like every other week. So for like 3 years, she was getting DVP'd basically every other weekend. And she's kind of put that whole life behind her.
Every other weekend, 3 years, 52 weeks. Divided by two, 26
times a year.
26 times a year, three. That's 75. That's 75 double DVP. That's a lot, bro. All right, let's keep going.
But she's the one. I just she's, let
that's 150
one.
Dicks. If you count the. Keep it moving.
When she talks about it now, she says it's a regret.
A 75 dick regret? All right.
Every other weekend regret.
A bi-monthly on the calendar regret. That was on her Google Calendar.
That's a job.
Damn, dude. All right. Let's keep it going, Elvis. Sorry.
We broke up kind of because I couldn't get over this.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her again. She's gone through a ton of therapy. If you ever met her in person, you would never be able to tell this. She has the demeanor of like a kindergarten teacher.
Oh,
super
my
educated,
God.
And she's just a really sweet girl. And if you hit me with the Men in Black, like, erase mind thing, and I didn't know anything about her past, right, it wouldn't even be a question. I would marry her tomorrow because I've never connected with a person on this level. And we honestly just clicked, and I really, truly love her. I just can't bring myself to get over this fact and knowing all that I know about her. So am I being foolish and judgmental and naive to miss out on potentially marrying the person that I have the best connection with out of any girl I've ever met over some shit she did in her past? And or should I just
a
suck
lot.
It up?
She did it a lot.
Let me know what you think. Love you, baby.
Wow.
I love you, baby.
This
love
is
you, baby.
Crazy. I mean, okay, this is wild.
This is just, it's...
Because, look, I also...
Unbelievable.
Philosophically, I am of the opinion of, like, yeah, dude, everyone's too uptight. Do whatever you want. Who gives a fuck? But there is, this is really pushing, like, even like sex worker, stripper, like whatever it is, right? I've dated people like that. I don't give a fuck. I would date this girl, whatever, but it's like, this is really pushing the limits of, it's also the amount of information. Like,
that's,
why did he need to know all that?
To start over.
She could have said,
y'all can't, this is not gonna,
she
could have
just
move.
Said swinging and left
she was
it
like,
alone.
Look, yeah, I had an affair with this guy. I had a crazy period of my life where we were going to sex parties and stuff. It was a weird time. I was young. I felt a little taken advantage of. It was a wild time.
You're saying don't, she lies and just goes.
Yeah, lie and sugarcoat it.
It was a little rapey.
Yeah. I mean,
you
go, by the
you
way.
You just say you got raped. That'll be better. Than
but I'm saying, like, okay, but 21. If you're the au pair and some,
dude,
like, rich
yeah.
guy, there's, like, I'm not saying, like.
I now, wouldn't even, I almost didn't even blink an eye at the whole au pair thing because I was like, well, that's
sort classic.
Of like, yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time.
But the DVP every other weekend.
Why did he need to know that?
No one.
Why did you tell him that, lady?
No one needs to know that.
Just tell him you had a crazy time, a crazy, like, weird time you regret.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You have to think, like, he would have asked for more specifics once he got.
Would
like,
he ask how many dicks were in your pussy? Would he ask that many specifics?
I don't know. Imagine you're like,
that's crazy.
Imagine
I don't
you're
know
22,
that.
20. He said he's 26, so you know, presumably he's known for like at least a year or two about this. If he's dated her in the past, and it's like, you get a crumb, and like, even if you don't want to, like, your curiosity.
Yeah, you pulled the
like,
you pulled the loose thread of the sweater. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
she even offers up the swingers party thing, I think that's where you get into the.
You're like, swingers
now
party.
Now he's
wait,
curious.
What does that mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that
the way my head is hurting. And I don't know neither one of these two. And
now yeah. I don't have a vagina. What DVP? Does that sound interesting to either of you two?
No.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It seems pretty extreme to
it
do
seems
for 3 years.
Specific.
Yeah.
To go like if you did that every other weekend for 3 years. You're into that.
But then
also
like,
the therapy.
You're going to go back to that.
Yeah, the therapy being like the solving thing. I'm like, well, listen, conversion camp doesn't fucking
work.
Yeah. I think
we've been
shown.
Okay, that's why my theory here is that she's young. This guy is like maybe the guy she, you know, the rich guy that she like cheated on and then like was in a. It does feel a little like Dom sub type of shit where it's like he's some older guy who like kind of not it's not grooming I guess really because she's 21 but it's like you know takes
her
under kind of grooming yeah. and it's like when she says she regrets it to me it feels and a lot of people who are in like cuck shit like half of them are like the pathetic cuck guys whatever but some of them are like no I do this because I really don't value this woman like a lot of them are like this is just some fucking dumb bitch that all you guys can that's how much control I have over her. And maybe he's also a little weird because he's presumably the one rubbing his cock with the other guy's cock in her pussy. Sounds to me like she did kind of get into some like weird,
some dark shit,
dark like semi fucked up relationship stuff. And that
I can see that.
That's just my theory, armchair quarterback from here kind of thing. But like, and I feel for our friend here because, look, ultimately philosophically, I have to come down on the like, look, man. The problem here is how much of her past you know.
Yeah,
that's it's really, not that,
that
she did
that
some
is.
Shit that you don't like.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's also like you can maybe empathize with her. And also, she might not be in touch with her feelings about the whole thing. Because if you're in some weird Bengali
young.
Relationship.
That's the thing. She's still young.
In
so.
Her 30s, she's going to be like, Jesus, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And so, I don't know. That's my hunch. This is completely like whatever. This is completely, you know, this is just. But what I would tell you is like, if that's how you feel about her. You have to work on just like you have to kind of give yourself the Men in Black thing and like feel out the relationship. But I will also say that ultimately, if you're giving this a real chance mm-hmm. and you just it just does not feel good for you.
Yeah,
it sucks because this shouldn't be an issue. She maybe shouldn't have been that forthright. Maybe she didn't really even understand how she felt about it. Whatever. That the issue is how much you know about this person's past. And even though theoretically and philosophically we can say, hey, what a person did before you got there doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to be happy in a relationship. And if you're yeah. just, you're cuddling, you're having a, you're at a, you're apple picking and then you're just, you're lifting her up. And then
you
just like,
see two dicks.
You have the like, you know what I mean? Like you snap into like, two.
You start going crazy.
Huge. And you're like, oh.
He said he will marry her tomorrow. Don't rush.
Yeah.
slow your ass down. Not tomorrow, not the next day, and maybe not the next. You got to get his time.
Yeah.
I would give it time.
Yeah.
I would give it
That made me
want to
smoke a cigarette. That's stressful.
That's crazy,
like,
yeah.
The fuck?
I feel like, for me, it just comes down to, like, you know, could I do this, like, could I live with that, like, I could live with that, like, if I'm in my 40s or something. Thinking of myself at like 26,
that's a good
it
point.
Would haunt me.
That's a
every
great
single
point.
Day.
26 can, is a lot different.
I
you're right.
Not, I cannot
you're
sit right. with that like at
you're
26
right. No,
years
that's,
old.
That's
like,
a good
how
perspective.
How many connections have you not had? Like you can have so many more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have a what
that's connection? Also that's also a very good point. At 26, you don't even know who you're how you'd marry, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like 26 is like when your brain is fully formed, like finally.
But it's
like
also you, it's also on the early end of when you do know, right? Like
yeah.
certain people, like I don't think it's not like he's a fucking, none of them are kids. They're like yeah. at the cusp of real adulthood. It's yeah. the very beginning of it. So it's not an impossibility, right. But at the same time, it really comes down to, it shouldn't matter, but at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And if it does matter to you,
then it matters.
It fucks up the relationship. It just does, right? And if you care enough about her to try and get it to not matter to you, I don't know how you do that, right? But, you know, good luck, whatever. Maybe over time it just does. You don't give, you know, it stops mattering to you. But that's really what it comes down to, bro. It's like, I think it's worth trying to have a relationship with somebody you have these feelings about. But if you do and you give it a real honest shot,
yeah,
and it just does fucking undercut you eventually, then maybe you just, it wasn't meant to be. And
I would say give it time and pay attention to how you're feeling. And then when, if it gets to a point where you're like, all right, this is affecting my behavior and my trust and my, you know, then you fucking bail.
Yeah. And it's sad, but it's like, hey, the world sucks, dick, and we're all going to die. And, you know, you got robbed of joy from this guy who was turning your bitch out when she was 22.
Who is this guy? I need to know more about this nanny family.
He's probably some guy on Epstein's Island. I mean, whoever this guy was on the flight logs. He was sitting next to Stephen. He was plugging in Stephen Hawking's wheelchair.
Was talking, I believed in him for like 2 seconds, and then he continues, and you're just like, okay.
Oh, no.
That's the beauty of this show.
It's so funny.
We swing like, wildly.
She could have been taken advantage of, you know? But anyway, so this guy was turning your bitch out. And you're like,
well, that is what was happening. I'm not going to mince words with my friend here. I'm going to be honest with him.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good. Whatever went down, it wasn't good.
Yes. I gotta go, so that's should fine. I should yeah, I just yeah. head out? Okay.
That's fine, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Okay. We're basically podcasting in shifts.
Okay. Yeah.
You got the early shift? Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, y'all.
Where
Amina,
do you have
thank
to go?
You so much.
Oh, therapy.
Yeah.
Please go, yeah.
Amina's going to therapy.
I'm gonna scoot in.
Scooch over.
Yeah, go ahead. See y'all.
Perfect.
Bye, Amina.
Thanks, Amina. That was great.
Hey, so I guess you have nothing to plug?
No.
All right.
Email us. We'll put it in the episode, whatever you need to plug. All right. I love this. I love Amina's shift like, podcasting.
I'm just going to plug my therapist.
Yeah. Amina's like, Amina puts the, she emails you the address of the lady's Airbnb.
Yeah.
She's like, if you could throw a brick through that window, that would mean a lot for me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a couple more. Just us gals, Rosie.
All right.
And, you know, I think this has been a great app. We really got some great calls here, Elders.
It's been really fun.
I have a sneaking suspicion the next few episodes we do will be bad because you used all the good ones here.
Damn.
What do you think?
We'll have to wait and see.
That's a yes.
Let the people decide. Leave your comments.
Got it. Yes.
Let the public decide.
God damn, you're fucking bad at your job. All right. What do we got here, Eldis?
What's up, Stav, Eldis, guest? My name's Joe. I've been in a relationship for 8 years. We have a house together. I love my partner. She was with me through some life changes, lost my parents. I want to be with her for life. I love her. But I can't stop thinking about women with bigger titties. I feel I never got pussy from a woman with big-ass titties. Maybe once or twice. I've only ever been with less than 10 women. I'm pretty damn hot, but I can't help feeling depressed when I think about ever fucking anyone else, even though our sex life is good. Tried to get this out of my system by watching porn.
That's not how you do it.
Trying to get off that because it fucks with your brain too much.
Yep.
She was out of town for a week recently, and I was kind of jonesing. So
oh, my God.
I went to a strip club and got a dance from a stripper with some nice-ass titties. I thought that would kind of reset my mind.
Oh, yeah, that's what nice it would do.
Yeah, it'll
fix
it.
So I wouldn't feel the need to look at porn anymore. That girl was ridiculous. But now I just fantasize about her.
This is insane,
I tried to spice it up with my partner, but she's a bit conventional in that department. We both bust pretty often and have sex often enough, but I still dream about those titties. What advice do you have for me on this most basic?
Holy shit.
Thanks.
Wait, that's... what was that last line? What advice do you have for me on this most basic human, like, is it whatever?
Problem, yeah. Most basic, something like that.
Okay.
So this is all, I mean, I love the idea that his desire for much, he's going to fix the desire for like
big titties
by watching more pornography. He's like, hey, Stav, I'm addicted to drugs are ruining my marriage. So I'm thinking I would just do a little crack, smoke a little crack.
If I just do all the drugs in my apartment and I don't buy more.
Yeah, I'll be out. And then, sure, I might go to where they make the drugs and get some fresh. But that'll be over because then I'll remember how much I like the drugs. Yeah,
I mean, I can dabble a little bit in crack.
And, when my wife's away.
Yeah, only when my wife's away, and then I don't need it anymore.
It's fucking crazy. Okay, so your problem is you have it. Scroll all the way up, Elvis, to the call where he's saying she's great. They've been in a relationship for 8 years. They have a house together. You know, gone through life changes together.
Was
all
with
this
you
stuff.
When you lost your parents.
But I just wish you had bigger tits. Now,
well, you know, obviously she's fallen short.
Yeah, how do you think, now let me ask you this. How does he think she feels about him? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, are you an Adonis here, dude?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about, bro? It's like, yeah, I'm sure you want you want to live on a beach, you want a better house. Like, this is who you are. Your partner is who you are.
Yeah.
And like, you're not, it's just like, you do need to get off porn and you can't go to strip clubs.
Yeah, to me it seems it's like a little bit sex addict-y.
For sure. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, because it's just not, you're not going to solve this problem. Like,
Yeah, it's like, there's no, and it's also like you're just thinking about an attribute of a person. It's not like you've fallen in love with someone you forged the connection with. You're like, anyone with huge tits I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
And that is like more about pure sex than it is anything else.
Right.
And I guess there is something to that. I mean, they've been in a relationship for 8 years, right? Yeah. Like, there's something to, if you're in a long-term relationship, I've never been in a relationship longer than like a couple years, so it's never really hit me, but it's like, if you're in a long-term relationship with somebody that you're with, you're married, you have property together, whatever, yeah, I assume it's a natural thing that you're gonna eventually, like, you're gonna want to fuck different
people.
You're gonna
look at other people and, like, want to be with other people, but it is what it is. You just gotta go, like, nah.
Yeah, it's like, do you want bigger titties more than you want, like, security and, you know, being with the person that helped you through major life changes? Do you want to pay to fuck someone with huge tits and then lose your house?
Yeah, do you want to pay half of your home?
Yeah, is that how much you want to fuck big tits?
Yeah, I think that's really the question.
Because if you do, hey, man, you pay the piper.
Yeah.
But I don't think you do, buddy. And there's no way for you to pull it off. I can tell from the voicemail, I can tell by your delivery, you don't have the charisma to cheat. You're not going to be able to pull it off. You're not going to be able to convince her that you deserve big tits every once in a while.
But, you know, sometimes I've been surprised. Like, sometimes it's just believing you deserve
it. That's true. And he does believe it in a way that he doesn't. He does believe it in a way he doesn't deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're cruising. Here's the path you're on. Paying for pussy, which, again, I don't have a philosophical problem with, but I do if it's cheating on somebody who recently lost her parents.
Well, you know, no, I think it was
she stayed his with him parents. When he lost
oh
his
my
parents.
God.
That's what's so
yeah, it's even
where
worse.
It's like, oh man, I think
actually I don't know which one's worse. They're both bad. They're both bad anyway. You slice it.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I think what maybe it's like what you're craving is like lack of intimacy. If you're craving someone different from anyone you've ever been with, and you just like lost parents, and it's like
that's
maybe
true. You're in a weird place, probably psychologically too, but definitely feeding it with porn and going to. And by the way, dude, jonesing. You're jonesing for what, dude? When you're feeling that way, beat off.
Yeah,
beat off, and you won't. Anytime you're having these destructive thoughts, let one loose and you'll be like, oh.
And try beating off, not to porn.
Not to porn, I think. Yeah.
Just
I think
try.
Off porn. You're dabbling, you're in a dangerous place. I've been there myself. I'm lucky that I've never had to, there's never been a person I care about who's paying for it. I've never been in that serious of a relationship.
But at the end of the day, you're going to be the one paying for it.
True, you know what I mean?
So it's like, it's one of those things where,
yeah, but that's hard to see. There's a mountain. It's like a It's like instead of fog clouding your way, it's just two fat tits are in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
And you can't see the future where you're alone in a one bedroom.
You just got fucking nipples for pupils.
And listen, I do empathize with this guy. I'm not here to cast judgment.
It's kind of why I took the back seat. Yeah. You want to take this?
But, and look, I've never been, here's the thing, I've never gotten to the point, when I've been in a relationship, it's been like, you know, although I guess early on I have had, you know what, I will say actually, I have ruined relationships by not committing because I theoretically wanted to just fuck. Right. It wasn't big tits necessarily for me, although, you know, I wasn't turning them down, but it was just like wanting to fuck more women at that point in my life.
Yeah.
And having the, having like, being away from that right now, it's like, I do regret those decisions. I have ruined good relationships, or even like people I went on to date. It's like we had a weird beginning to our relationship because I was fucking dumb and like was fucking horny and like kind of light sex addict-y. And it was like it was putting this, and it was in a time in my life where I was, you know, not trying to drink, not trying to smoke weed, not trying to
acting
eat.
Acting out
and
in the
all
other
I
ways.
Had was like acting out in that way.
Yeah.
And I will tell you personally, it ruined shit for me. I regret it. I wish I hadn't behaved that way. I don't even remember the girls I fucked, but I remember the girl that, like, who's the relationship I fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at this from just baseline, like, the porn made it worse. The stripper made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, each time you go further into this, it's going to get stronger and worse.
Yeah.
So, if that's the path you want to continue on, go ahead, but...
There's no way to come your way out of this one.
Yeah, you're not.
there's no way. It's a, you're like it's. It, this is the line of thinking where it's like, well, if I just fuck one girl with big tits once, I'll be cured. No, you won't.
No.
It's like when they have to kill a bear when it tastes human flesh. it's like that's what will happen to your relationship. It's over. You will keep wanting to fuck big tits.
Yeah.
So you got to make a. You got to decide. Are you how big of a piece of shit are you? And maybe you're a big scumbag. That's possible. Maybe you're not meant for the nice domestic life. Maybe you're meant to have a part, you know, have a shitty job, not have a family, pay for pussy the rest of your life, have a roommate until you're 48. But spend...
Or maybe he's got a great job and you just want to live like American Psycho.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Without the murder.
And you have to decide what's important to you. Hopefully. I would say you love your, you love your partner. She's been there for you, you know. Don't do
take the win.
Yeah, take the nice win or descend into fucking sex addiction and could be kind of fun and maybe kill yourself at the end when you realize how much you've lost.
Or
but it was a wild ride.
Write a memoir. Make it a movie, get it optioned, who knows.
That's not going to happen. You're not that interesting. You're not don't listen to Rosebud on that one. Your options really are
those
two.
The memoir is going to be like, I was sitting at my desk at work filling out an Excel sheet and I was thinking about these big ass titties while my girlfriend was in the other room. And then I looked up some porn, some chicks with some awesome big tits. It was fucking cool.
Then I called a podcast.
But yeah, dude, so this is, Eldis, you're a married man. You know, you're happily married, freshly married, so maybe you're not 8 years in, but... How about a married man's perspective on this question?
I don't know. I think he should really do some soul searching and see like why he's so hung up on the tits thing.
Yeah.
Sex?
Did his dead mom have huge tits? Freudian.
Yeah.
Possible. You're not going to bring your mom back to life by cheating with a fat-titted stripper.
I would be interested to know how big his mom's tits were.
You call back in with an update, buddy.
I'm for real. I'm so serious. If his mom had huge tits, we got an answer.
It sounds like he definitely needs to go to therapy. I feel like when your parents die, your identity is transformed so much.
That's a good
point.
You actually are the best person. You've dealt with both of these. Yeah. I mean, you haven't, you know, almost ruined your life in search of bigger tits, but you lost your parents. You have a great partner that was with you through it.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, it hasn't made you want to cheat. It's actually done the quite opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a good sign. It's like, if you're feeling that way after somebody helped you through something like this, go to therapy, figure your shit out. You have more to figure out than just the big tits thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, buddy. Good luck. What would you say? One more, Eldis?
Yeah, let's do a cute little fun one.
Cute little fun one.
bring the temperature
to bring us home.
Yeah.
Hey, Stubby. Hey, Eldis. Hey, guest. My girlfriend's here. She, maybe once a month, likes to just poke my butthole.
Clothes on.
My clothes are on. I don't love it. It makes her happy, and I like to see her happy, but I don't love when she pokes my butthole. And earlier, like just now, she did it, and I said it was the assault, and she didn't like that I said it, which, okay, maybe a little bit too far. Where do we go from here? Do you have anything more to stop you?
I just feel like me and millions of other girls understand the urge. That's it.
It's not a sex thing.
It's not a sex thing.
No.
And I don't get it. She said it's like me tickling her when she tells me to stop. I don't think it's a one-to-one. That's all I'm saying. She thinks it is. Okay. Love you, Stabby. Shout out. Love you, LD. Thanks. Bye.
Interesting. Huh. A nice, like, playful butthole poke.
I do that.
You do a butthole poke?
I do that, yeah.
Yeah.
He also doesn't like it.
Yeah. For me, this is like, it sounds like she's doing it. Do you do it a lot? Like, this sounds like this girl's doing it pretty frequently, and it's
no,
like...
No, I don't do it a lot.
You got to pick your spots, I think.
When we lived in a walk-up, it was more it was more common.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because it would just be right there.
Sure. Yeah. That's a classic move.
It's from the sounds of it, it sounds like she's doing it when they're, like, hanging out in the kitchen and shit, and she's just, like, fucking with him. Boop. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a belly poke is something, like... Going for a poke in the asshole, like that sounds like something like me and Stav might do to each other more right, than me and my right. wife or something.
It
you
does
know?
Seem feel like locker roomy.
Yeah.
Like and be like, oh, you're gay, dude. You liked it. Like doing something like that. Yeah, yeah. Now this guy clearly has a little bit of a hang up here.
Uh huh.
I'm taking her side. He seems kind of annoying about it. He's like, it's like now unless she's what kind of numbers are we talking here? How many times a day? She said, he says once a month.
Maybe once
is that
a
what
month.
He said?
Yeah, she right maybe beginning? Once a month. Yeah.
Once a month, nothing. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
If it's once a month,
this is
you're a fucking clown, dude. Play it again from the beginning. Did you say once a month, or maybe sometimes it transcribes wrong?
Yeah. Hey, Stubby. Hey, Eldis. Hey, guest. My girlfriend's here. She maybe once a month likes to just poke
once
my
a
butthole.
Month?
Yeah.
You got no case, brother.
Yeah.
You're a fucking loser.
Beat it.
We're on the woman's side here.
Now I hope she pegs you.
Yeah, you should get your ass fucked just for complaining this much about a little clothed butthole poke.
Let's do a little fear exposure therapy. Yeah.
All right, good, Eldis. Very nice. Very nice. And, you know, this is what happens. I know that we're destined for like 3 straight episodes with horrible calls. Because he pitched a perfect game today. I will tip my hat to you.
Yep.
We had banger after banger.
Thank you.
Really great game, and I can't wait to see what we got coming up.
Tune in and find out.
Tune in to find out in upcoming weeks.
It's going to be me calling, just being like, hey, how are the picks? Just wondering how you guys are doing.
Rosebud, thanks for coming. Anything
for
you want to plug, buddy?
I got a new set on Netflix, Verified Stand Up, and
then
just follow me on Instagram and TikTok. I don't have Twitter anymore.
Nice,
I fucking ended it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't log on my phone anymore.
Yeah.
So I just have it on my computer.
Yeah.
So it's like, we'll post like promotional stuff. But yeah, I'm basically on Insta, TikTok, but it has gotten worse.
I only miss it when something horrible is happening on television and I want
to
see.
But even then, it's not as good as it used to be for
me. I know, yeah.
The algorithm's all fucked up. It used to be something cool happened. It's like, yeah, let's go to Twitter. At least it'll be fun to see, you know,
what
to make fun
saying.
Of something. And it's like, shit's all fucked up. Anyway, follow Rosebud. Watch her set on Netflix. Amina will put her plugs in here if she emails Eldis. I think we're off by the time this comes out, we're way off the road.
Are you?
Hopefully. Good. This is coming out in a little bit, but like, yeah, I have a couple last minute shows that I'm about to do, folks. Sorry to peel back the the curtain, but and then I'm off the road for a while, so nothing really to plug except the show. Hey, we've never done this, but give us a review on iTunes. Why not? Why not try making this show successful? We've actually never tried to do that. It's gotten this far without us trying, so we're going to try a little bit more on this show. Actually, Eldis's whole job now, because we're off the road, is the podcast. So if Eldis is doing a good job, then maybe we're actually more successful, but are we really going to bet on that, folks? The show goes downhill when Elder starts paying more attention to it. thanks, Rosebud, and we'll see you. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye bye.